Hey,
Blog Talk Radio.
And I am coming to you live from Texas. I wanted to talk to all of my friends. This is rather impromptu, I know that. But in lieu of all of the distractions that took place with putting the episode together, I thought it would be a good time to just do an impromptu communication. And if you had time to watch the funeral of the Queen, as many of us, we were able to watch, and I was very moved by the critics. You know, people were pretty harsh concerning their remarks about Meghan. And I just wanted to say, you know, people, when something is good to you, you don't run away, especially women. And it came to me, it had to be pretty rough on her in order for her to leave her position as the Duchess, and her and Harry decided to step down. Now, Harry addressed the situation. He did speak about the racist situation being real. He validated it. And some of the women, the commentators who had remarks to make about Meghan, I thought they were a little harsh, because if you think about it, Meghan is an actress. She went to Western Michigan University. She is not fashioned and groomed as a royal. And so naturally, her behaviors and her actions will be quite different from the traditional people that we see in the royal palace. And I just felt like the commentators could have been a little more thoughtful about her position and giving her a little bit of room error. Yes, she made a lot of mistakes, as anyone would make in her position. You have to be groomed for a position like that. And I'm not saying Meghan is ungroomed, but there is a etiquette that goes with that office. And when you've been your own woman living abroad and traveling abroad in California, it's difficult for the flesh to learn how to transform and become submissive, which is, I think, a lot of the problem here. I think that if she could somehow critique anything and just line up with her husband and try to make things work, I think it could happen. I do understand her, and from my perspective, from where I'm sitting, I saw the last interview she did before they made an exit. And the poor girl, she looked like she'd seen a ghost. She looked very afraid. That, my dear, made me concerned about her safety. And so I wanted to talk to you, my friends, impromptu about the situation. And I wanted to hear your opinion. So if you would call like to hear your comments. In the meantime, I want to continue to express my thoughts. Harry and Megan seem to be very much in love with one another. They seem like a very doting couple. They hold hands and they look at each other with adoration. However, I want to say that women, I know that we are liberated and we are outspoken. But if you have a man that's in leadership, a high-profile position such as this, I think it would be a better gesture to just let the man lead. Let him stand in the position that he's been trained to stand in as much as possible. You know, we want men to be out front. We want them to lead. Sometimes it's difficult to let them lead. And that's where harnessing those feelings that we carry, ladies, nurturing. We all have a nurturing nature, and we want to help. But when it's a high-profile, touchy, sensitive position like this, things are going a lot better if you just let the man be. I believe and can testify from experience that you will tap into your power that you didn't know you had, ladies, through saying, holding back to let him lead the way. There is a magic in it. They have power and they have an etiquette that us women, we just don't seem to carry. Now, that's not a put-down, women. I'm a woman. I'm outspoken. And I have my own show. I will tell you, however, my program and my voice came through being in full cooperation with my husband. I did not want a program. I was not trying to have a show. But the Holy Ghost convicted me one day and reminded me that your husband told you to start a program. And I know what the Bible has to say about women being in cooperation with their spouses. And so whether I understood or had the training or not, I was obedient. That's a bad word, so I'll say I cooperated with my husband. And I started Inspirational Corner. And lo and behold, to my surprise, I fell in love with having a voice, with being able to speak my mind. And had I not been in cooperation with him, I never would have discovered that character, that virtue that was on the inside of me. And that's why I changed the name of the program here to Real Issues and the Truth. It was started in 1995 by my husband, and Real Issues and the Truth has always been the home of Inspirational Corner and Inspirational Ministries, which is my ministry. It was never made public, but I decided to do so in lieu of all of the effort and the work ethic that went into developing Real Issues and the Truth. A decision was made to collaborate. And so now that Real Issues and the Truth is the featured show, it will be able to give news and updates and more announcements that you wouldn't normally ordinarily be able to get. And the gospel message will continue to be taught as well on the same time length during the same platform. So just keep that in mind when you join in with me to talk about a certain topic. Now, this is a no gossip zone. We don't talk about people. We don't hurt people. We don't scandalize anyone's name or put anyone down. People work hard to build their names, to build their images. You don't want to tear anyone down. Even public figures, they make mistakes, but you know what? We make mistakes. I make mistakes. And I would much rather you inbox me and say, hey, Katira, you know, you said such and such a thing. Maybe next time you could do it like this or say it like that or whatever, you know. Work with me. And I need your support. Your comments and opinions are always welcome. You can like me on Facebook at Katira, KETURAH.Jones, and follow me on Facebook and like the ministry, Inspirational Ministries. If you want to be sure to look for me, because there is another group out there with that name. Of course, you all know that I am a woman. I am not a man, and I am not a white man. So that will help you to be able to find my page and like me on Facebook. And also, if you want to follow on Instagram, you can connect with me there to read the digital paper that we'll post every Sunday or possibly Monday. The digital newspaper is Real Issues and the Truth, but you have to look for Katira, K-E is Katira's Truth. KETURAH with an S, underscore, truth, TRUTH. And there you will be able to read the digital paper of Real Issues and the Truth. And if you are a Twitter fan, follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/ Inspirational Eye. You can start a conversation or you can join one. If you have a topic that you want to have discussed, inbox me at my Facebook there or email jones.katira95@gmail.com and we can discuss airing a topic that you want to talk about. Also, if you would like to be a guest, please email your topic talk about so that arrangements can be scheduled to have you on the air to discuss what's on your heart. If you know someone selling a book, please share the link and forward the information so that others can be on the program. Remember, we are stronger together, and this is a no-gossip platform. It's a platform created whereby we can encourage and uplift others and have healthy conversations. And so I look forward to talking to you every Thursday at 5:30. You want to mark your calendar? Today was a special impromptu talk. I wanted to talk to my friends. Impromptu. And I'll try to talk about making the impromptu sessions known. But I'll talk to you next Thursday at 5:30 Central Time. Right here on Real Issues and the Truth in partnership with Inspirational Corner Online. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.